With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
We didn't do a thing wrong. I'm a very innocent man.
Former President Trump reacting to the verdict in his New York criminal trial, guilty on all 34 felony counts. Mr. Trump says his fight is far from over.
It's okay. I'm fighting for our country. I'm fighting for our Constitution.
He'll say more in a few hours when he holds a news conference at Trump Tower outside the former president's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida.
We're here to support the president like we always do. And that's it. Simple as that.
A gathering of Trump supporters who say the verdict only strengthens their resolve. Mr. Trump is to be sentenced July 11th, just days before the Republican National Convention. In the meantime, the presumptive GOP presidential nominee still must deal with three more criminal cases, as well as his campaign for the White House. The Biden team quick to issue a statement on the conviction, saying it proves that no one is above the law. Also at SRNnews.com, Minneapolis police mourning the death in the line of duty of one of their own.
Authorities say Minneapolis police officer Jamal Mitchell was ambushed and killed Thursday while responding to a call of a double shooting at an apartment complex. They say about two blocks away from the complex, Mitchell stopped to provide aid to a man who appeared to be a victim in the shooting, but that man wound up shooting the officer. Police say another officer arrived and exchanged gunfire with a shooter who was killed. Another person, believed to be an innocent bystander, was also shot and is in critical condition. And a firefighter was also shot and injured. I'm Donna Water.
On the heels of yesterday's losses in the stock market, it looks like Wall Street may give up more ground today. Stock futures in the red. The Dow futures are down about 40 points. NASDAQ futures 70 points lower. And the S&P futures down 11 ahead of this morning's Wall Street opening bell. This is SRN News. A pair of pro-life pregnancy centers off the hook.
Washington State is dropping its investigation of the clinics after accusing them of violating the Consumer Protection Act. A lawyer for the center says, quote, "The Constitution protects all pro-life organizations' right to freely speak their beliefs and exercise their faith." Several states and localities have taken pro-life pregnancy centers to court, claiming they cannot claim to offer pregnancy services unless they perform abortions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is putting the spotlight on Eritrea. The commission says that authorities in that country are holding an estimated 500 Christians as prisoners. This despite a call from the United Nations for the government to uphold the right to freedom of religion or belief and to guarantee related freedoms of expression, peaceful assembly, and association. The commission says the Biden administration needs to pressure Eritrea to clean up its human rights situation. This is SRN News. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Bruhat Soma was unbeatable before he arrived at the Scripps National Spelling Bee, and neither the dictionary nor his competitors nor a lightning round tiebreaker challenged him on the way to victory.
Ramoneur.
R-A-M-O-N-E-U-R.
Apocyopesis.
A-P-O-S-I-O-P-E-S-I-S.
Abseil.
A-B-S-E-I-L.
Pathology.
Bruhat spelled 29 words correctly in the tiebreaker, beating Faizan Zaki by 9 to win the title.
Bruhat Soma, you are the 2024.
I'm Norman Hall.
Federal regulators giving Amazon the go-ahead to expand its drone delivery program. The company says the Federal Aviation Administration will now allow Amazon's Prime Air Delivery Service to operate its drones beyond visual line of sight. More details, SRNnews.com.